But that's what I want to preach today. Let's try this again. Proverbs 24, verses 16, 17, and 18 says, "The godly may trip." King James says, "The godly may fall seven times, but they will get up again. But one disaster is enough to overthrow the wicked." Don't rejoice when your enemies fall. Don't be happy when they stumble. For the Lord will be displeased with you and will turn his anger away from them. He said the godly may fall seven times, but they will get up again. From what I gather, from what I've learned through many years of just following after the things of God and just my own spiritual journey, and then the opportunity to lead people and to pastor, from what I gather, falling is a part of the Christian experience. Like, I mean, it's going to happen on some level and at some point. And this is meant as an encouragement. It's not an indictment. And this is important, especially if you have fallen. Especially if you have ever struggled in your Christian walk. I know many of us are striving for perfection. We want to have it all together. We want to do it just right. But it just seems like the harder we try to get it all just right, something is always out of alignment. Something is just not exactly where we need it to be, and perfection is just not possible. And it's interesting to me that the wise man in Proverbs 24 does not define or ascribe levels or degrees of falling. He just says that this man will fall seven times, may fall seven times. We, you and I, certainly ascribe levels or degrees of good or bad to the fall. He only said a godly man may fall seven times. We see someone stumble and we're like, well, what did he do? What did she do? What mistake did they make? How did they stumble? What kind of mess have they gotten themselves into? Of course, Solomon, the writer of Proverbs, he had 700 wives and 300 concubines, so his definitions may be looser than yours. The things he struggled with may be different than yours, but a fall is a fall. What makes the difference is that descriptor word, godly. A godly man, a godly woman. The godly may fall seven times. He wasn't looking for trouble. She wasn't intending to fall into that mess or to have that struggle in their life. They just fell. Let me tell you something about people that fall. They do not intend to fall. They didn't wake up putting on these shoes and this shirt. They didn't wake up thinking that was going to happen or that fall was going to be a part of their journey. It just happens. Just happens. And I need to give some qualifications today because some will automatically try to fill in the blank as to what I mean when I say fall. He must be talking about sexual sin. That could be the case for some, but that's not the only way that people fall. People fall in business. People fall in relationships. People fall in their finances. And yes, people fall morally. Sadly, the moral umbrella is bigger than actual physical affairs. There are challenges with porn. There are office flirtations. There are emotional connections that go far too far. And then I have to acknowledge that there are people who have been hurt by others in your life who have fallen. And I am not minimizing any of that. I'm not giving anyone an excuse to run out and just fall down or to get themselves in some kind of mess. But I do appreciate the counsel of Paul that has weaved its way into our preaching even in recent weeks. He said in 1 Corinthians 10 and 12, if you think you are standing strong, be careful not to fall. King James says, take heed lest you fall. You know what? That verse is for everyone. It's not just people that are missing church. It's not just people that are putting weird stuff on their social media. No, that verse is for everyone. Anybody that thinks they're standing strong, you got to pay careful attention and be careful not to fall. That verse applies to the innocent. That verse applies to the guilty, to those who have fallen, to those who have not fallen yet. And I don't want you to fall. I'm just trying to help someone today who maybe has fallen or who may find themselves in a struggle somewhere down the road. Just know that if you fall, you can get up again. The godly may fall 7 times, but they get up again. Godly, what does that look like? What does that mean? We say things like, think things like, well, if he was godly, he wouldn't fall in the first place. If he was doing what he was supposed to do spiritually, if she was where she is supposed to be spiritually, then the falling wouldn't even be a part of the story. But here's how I define godly. I may not have all of this together. I may not have my footing secure or certain. I may be stumbling. I may be walking on life's very uneven ground. I may be tripping and slipping in certain areas of my life, but godly means that my life is pointed in God's direction. My heart is looking for Him every day. I may not get it right every day. I may not walk perfect every day, but I'm looking for Him and I'm searching for Him and I'm reaching for Him every single day. That's why we say that this has got to be 365. It's not just a Sunday thing. It's an everyday thing. This is something I'm reaching for and searching for and striving for in my life every single day. Well, if he really loved God, then he wouldn't fall. I'd be careful if I were you. I'd take some heed if I were you, because godly people struggle. Godly people fall. And I want to give you some facts about falling today that may help you. You can write these down or type them into your notes and maybe save them for a rainy day. But here's the first fact about falling. Falling is an event, not a person. Falling is an event, not a person. Falling may have happened, but it does not have to define you. It's an event. Today is 1 year removed from an event in my life. And when I fell, I broke something. I broke something severely. You could say I shattered something. Falling can cause us to break things. Falling can cause damage in our lives. It can create chaos. It can yield crisis in our lives. It certainly can slow you down when you fall. But falling is not forever. As bad as my break was, they got me up, and I'm still up. Climb stairs today without assistance. I've gone downstairs. Stairs are still the one thing that I kind of struggle with just a little bit. That's still getting stronger. But able to do those things, because falling is an event. It is not a person. And here's what I've learned. Every person who falls has two decisions to make. The first decision is, will I get up? The second decision is, when will I get up? Will I get up, and when will I get up? Kristen and I had just been married, and our wedding was on a Friday night. And then Saturday we flew into Miami, and we were catching a cruise. And so we were just like, you know, first day of the cruise, we left Miami and sailed through the night and arrived at our first port. And we get off the ship, and just, you know, cute newlyweds, all of that great stuff. And we're just walking hand in hand, and all of a sudden her hand, I'm just, you know, walking, her hand goes out from mine, and I'm thinking, oh, okay, you know, sweaty, it's hot, I don't know. I realize she's not behind me. I look back, and she's just, I mean, splat on the ground. She's a few feet behind me, just completely splat, face down on the ground. And I'm going, hey, what's going on? What's the deal? Get up, what are you doing? She's still just splat, face down on the ground. She said, you need to know something about me. I fall a lot. And this year will be 22 years, and she falls a lot. Well, my obvious question is, are you going to get up? I mean, I know I'm supposed to carry you across the threshold of the door, but, you know, are you going to get up? What are we doing here? You're just laying there. I know. I'm trying to figure out how that happened. Because that's what we do when we fall. We stay down, wallowing in, stewing in, living in the result of our fall. We just stay down wondering, how could this happen to me? How could I have tripped? I was paying attention. I was walking. I had my eyes on the path. I was paying attention to where I was walking. I just don't know how that happened. That's the universal language of people who fall. They never know how it happened. If we knew how it happened, we would not have allowed it to happen in the first place. But it happened. And you know what? It happens. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Because falling is universal. Every one of us have. We all fall short. We live in a falling short a posture. We're just never going to get to perfection. We're never going to arrive at just that, having it all together. And I believe all of that is God designed to keep us dependent upon Him, because you know and I know that whenever I get puffed up in my own spirit and get self-righteous and think, you know what, I got this. I'm just Mr. Confidence, just walking through life. Oh, that's when life comes out of nowhere and somehow knocks us to our knees. So falling is universal. And this isn't an excuse to run out and fall, because no one wants to fall. Generally, falling takes us by surprise. How did that happen? Where did that come from? You fall. They're looking back. Just what? They're trying to inventory and investigate. What is that on the, there's something right there. You see it, nobody else can see it, but there it is right there. I fell on that pebble. That little twig tripped me. It's always some reason that we fell. I've asked myself at least 1,000 times in the last year, why did I do that? Unfortunately, I know how I did that. I came in the auditorium just a few months ago, in the last couple of 3 months, and Jeff Wilkerson and Barry were servicing the baptistry. And when I walked in just to see what was going on, it was during the week, normally not anyone in the auditorium during the day. When I walk in, the lights are on, and Mr. Jeff is walking across the same ledge that I came off of. And I mean, he's just walking like it's nothing. I mean, don't have his arms out, balancing. I mean, nothing. He's just walking like it's nothing. And I mean, it was a full-on, you know, what I would call PTSD moment. I don't say that to make light of anybody that struggles with that, but it was a full-on anxiety moment. And I said, hey, I gotta go. I just turned and left, and I gotta get out of here, because it was bringing back all of those memories. We were in the Philippines a few months ago, and there were some other pastors that were there, and we were riding in the van, and different ones began to ask me about that, and someone said in the van, I've got the video. I didn't know the video existed, but he started playing it in the van. He said, is it all right? I said, I think it's all right. I'm not sure. I've not heard this, and started playing it in the van, and everyone, you know, was gathered around. I could not watch it. I would not watch it. And when it got to that moment, I'm plugging ears. I don't want to hear this. I don't want to hear this, because as the one who has fallen, I have this distinct memory. I have this thing that probably never will go away. I know where I was. I know when it was. I know what I thought. I know what I felt. Really, there are only two responses to falling. The natural response is remorse. The better response is repentance. When we fall spiritually, when we fall short of God's best for our lives. So when we feel remorse, this natural response, man, I'm such a dummy. Why did I do that? That was not smart. We feel bad. We call ourselves, man, I'm a horrible person, depending on what the nature of the fall is, or maybe the remorse is, I got caught. Or it's to blame someone else. We can easily bury ourselves in shame, bury ourselves in sadness, bury ourselves in sorrow. But repentance, the better response, we're saying things like, you know what, I'm sorry. That was my fault. I blew it. I didn't take vows seriously. But what I will take is responsibility. I deserve what happened because I did it. And I see myself doing things in anger. I see myself doing that because of pride, and it resulted in a fall. You know what? Repentance is better than remorse, because there is a promise attached to our repentance. If we repent of our sin, He is faithful and He is just to forgive us of our sin. If I'm just sitting in remorse saying, oh, why did that happen? Blaming this person, just mad that I got caught. Then all of a sudden that remorse becomes a bitterness. And then it's not even about the fall anymore. It's not about what happened. It's about all the people that have hurt me and all the people that have done me wrong and everyone that said this, that, and the other to me. And no healing ever happens in my life. But when I repent, when I fall on the rock and allow Him to help my life, allow Him to restore my life, allow Him to fix my life, He will forgive and he will restore. Remorse says, I'll stay down and feel sorrow and anger that I fell. Repentance says, I'll get up and start again. And I'll learn from this, and I'll grow from this, and I'll be better because of what's happened in my life. So many years ago, I have an older brother, 7 years older. My sister is 5 years older than me. I'm the baby of three. And one Christmas, the three of us went together and bought my mom a bike. And we were having lots of fun. You know, it had been years since she had ridden a bike, but, you know, they say once you, just like riding a bike. Riding a bike is just like riding a bike. Once you learn to ride a bike, you never really forget how to ride a bike. But mom was you know, having to get used to it again and having to learn again. And we were having fun riding our bikes on the trails and, you know, around the streets of the neighborhoods in the evening time. And it was fun. And, you know, the three of us, the kids, we had had many, many, many wrecks on our bikes. Come in with scrapes, come in bleeding, come in, you know, with flesh wounds that still had gravel and dirt in them. And you know, I'm not saying I was abused, but many times, my mother would say, you're fine, go. You're good, go. If it was real bad, she might blow on it. You know, that's like surgery, you know, modern day surgery. Back in the day, that was about as good as it got. I have another scar on this arm where I wrecked my bicycle jumping curbs. It's always something I'm doing. I don't know if you see a pattern, but I was on the way home jumping curbs, and I don't know. I just did it wrong and landed whole body up in the air and landed trying to break my fall and brought my elbow from over here all the way to over here. And my mom still was not sure. She's not here, so I can tell this story. She'll probably watch online, but you did it, and I forgive you, but it's okay. But she was saying, I think it's all right. It's probably all right. It's probably okay. That's just what moms do. One of the neighbor teenagers said, Miss Sharon, I think it's broke. It's not the elbow. It's reversed. It's not supposed to be on this side, like bending the other way. It's not supposed to do that. And so we had to go to the hospital, and I ended up in surgery for that as well. And but most of the time, it was just falls and scrapes, and, you know, you have lots of those. Training wheels were for sissies, you know, so we had to learn. And that learning was painful. So we had been through that many times. Just come on, blow on it. You're going to be good. Go back and play. Well, guess what? On one of those evening rides, mom wrecked her bike. And imagine what the three of us kids started saying. Oh, you're all right. Just get up. Here, we'll blow on it. You know. Oh, it hurts so bad. She was, this hurts so bad because falling hurts. And listen, whether it's a bike or a bankruptcy, or a divorce, or a moral collapse, or addiction, or maybe fallout with a friend, those same two questions remain. Will you get up? And when will you get up? Regardless of what the fall entails, regardless of the details, regardless of the reasons, regardless of the pain or the brokenness or whatever may have resulted because of your fall, will you get up? And when will you begin getting up? That leads me to another fact about falling. Even in our falling, God can still accomplish his purpose. It's hard to accept that, isn't it? It's hard to receive that, depending on what your fall has been. Even in my falling, even in my mistake, God can still accomplish his purpose. You know why? Because it's never too late to do what God wants you to do. It's never too late. Struggle may be a part of your story. Your story is for the glory of God. And so whatever details may make up your story, whatever experiences may build your story, whatever may have happened in your life that has resulted in who you are and where you are now, can I just tell you today that you may be down, but you are not out. You may have fallen, but it is not over. You may have struggled or tripped or slipped or made a mistake in your life, but it is not over. I don't know who's hearing that in their ear right now, that it's over and the mistake is too great and the chaos that has been created and the problems that have ensued because of your fall, that you might as well just throw in the towel. No. I'm taking that towel away. You can get up again. You can stand again. You can live again. And you can see God's purpose accomplished in your life. Because falling hurts, but living without purpose hurts more. Falling hurts, but bitterness will break your spirit. Falling hurts, but staying down means that I'll never move forward and I'll never gain the ground and I'll never become the man that God called me to be. And let me just say this today. Your fall may not be everyone's business, but God can use your story for his glory. And then the fall will not be wasted. I'm not saying you need to put the details on Facebook. I'm not suggesting you need to tell everyone you meet all of the ugly that's happened in your life, but God may put the right person in your path, and God may put the right individual in proximity to you, and you realize, wait a minute, my story is going to help them. What I've been through is going to make a difference in their life, and so I may have to swear them to secrecy. They may have to sign an NDA to hear what I have to say, but if I can help you, I want to help you because I am the product of God's grace. You and people in this room are the beneficiaries of his mercy. We may have gotten ourselves together. We may have healed from whatever we fell into, but guess what? His purpose is being accomplished in our lives. And I'm not... Again, I qualify because I don't want to pervert God's grace. I hear a lot of modern theology and a lot of crazy talk these days. Well, you know, I had to go through that so that, you know, I could understand what people are going through. I hear pastors saying foolish things. You know, I had to go through that affair so I could understand what my people are dealing with. No, you're perverting God's grace. You didn't fall down, you laid down. Tweet that. Not really. I'm not playing games with God's grace. I'm talking about people that you were doing your best. You were just putting one foot in front of the other, trying to be who God called you to be, and man, life and circumstances, and I'm not saying you don't have responsibility in it. I'm not saying you don't have cause. I'm saying that things happen, and sometimes those things are painful, and sometimes those things create brokenness. But you can't allow one event in your life You can't allow one bad day in your life. You can't allow one bad decision in your life to determine the rest of your life. You got to decide, am I going to get up? Am I going to live again? Am I going to continue God's plan in my life? Am I going to pursue God's best in my life? And if I decide that I'm going to do that, then when am I going to do that? Because like PK on our honeymoon, some of you have been sitting there for too long. Are you going to get up? What are you doing? Get up. Come on, get up, get up. Come on, we got to go. You're right. Dust off. Let's go. You got calling on your life. You've got an anointing on your life. God is doing great things in your life. This was just a moment. This was just a bad decision. This was a wrong choice. Yes, not minimizing that, but you gotta get up, and you gotta start moving again. You gotta start living again, and you gotta be who God has called you to be. And that brings me to the last fact about falling. It's an event, not a person. Even in your falling, God can accomplish his purpose. But lastly, let me say this. Don't fall down. Fall into him. There's a difference. I know you can't always choose how you fall. There are surprises. There are stumbles. There are things that come out of nowhere. And then, of course, there is walking with recklessness. If you're driving through every yellow light, you're going to get caught eventually. You can't drive reckless. You can't walk reckless. But instead of falling into anger, instead of falling into bitterness, instead of falling into addiction or into alcoholism or into hating God, oh, Pastor, that's so extreme. It's real life. Instead of falling into those things, fall into him. Find an altar to fall into. 1 Chronicles 21:13, David said, I am in deep distress. Let me fall into the hands of the Lord. For his mercy is very great. But do not let me fall into human hands. Let me fall into the hands of the Lord. Don't fall down, fall into him, into his hands, into his presence. You may be in distress today. You may find yourself in the middle of a crisis today. And if not today, I pray that you remember these words. You can fall into him. Psalm 118 and 13, I was pushed back, about to fall, but the Lord helped me. I was feeling the pressure of life. It was coming at me from every side. I was just under pressure, and I was falling back, but God helped me. I'm just wondering who wants help today. I'm wondering who recognizes your need for God's help today. And listen, for those who have fallen, and for those who have struggled, or for those who are just now getting up from a fall, or you're just trying to process the pain that a fall has caused, I love what Micah said. Chapter 7, verse 8, do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. Because I have sinned against him, I will bear the Lord's wrath. In other words, I'll take whatever I have coming to me until he pleads my case and upholds my cause. He will bring me out into the light. I will see his righteousness. You might be tempted. Might be tempted to think that your fall is forever, but it's not. And if the enemy has been rejoicing in my fall, if he's been standing off to the side somewhere laughing at my calamity, don't gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Who wants to rise today? Who wants to get up again? Who wants to walk with purpose? Who wants to live with fullness? I will rise. Father, I pray today for people in this room, the fallen, those who have struggled, those who have tripped, those who bear in their body the marks, the scars, the scrapes, the wounds, the results of falling. For every person that has and has recovered, I know they are grateful today. And yet others that are in the act of falling, they're living in struggle. They feel like it's the forever fall. I just haven't hit the ground yet. I pray today that they would make that decision. I am getting up, and I'm getting up right now. I'm getting up today. I'm choosing today. I'm deciding today. I'm making the determination today. Today, I am getting up today. Not staying down another minute. Not living down another week. Today, I'm getting up.